And let's go overseas. We're going to get a look inside Syria this morning as President Bashar al-Assad tries to crush rebellion. Syria's government has finally allowed a small group of Western journalists into the country. And now the same game begins that we've seen in the Libyan uprising. The government brings in reporters to show off its version of reality. Reporters grab that limited opportunity to gather all the independent information that they can. NPR's Deborah Amos is one of the reporters. She was taken to a city that's a flashpoint of rebellion and the scene of many deaths.
The city of Jisr al-Sahour has come to define the conflict and the contradictions. More than 100 security people died. Some 12,000 refugees fled for safety to the Turkish border, 25 miles away. The question is, what happened in Jisr al-Sahour? Syrian officials say an armed gang of about 5,000 men took over the town to create an Islamic State in Syria. Government escorts and translators present what they say are witnesses to an attack on the post office. Next stop is the military intelligence building. It is scorched and gutted. Dried blood smears cover the walls. Hisham Masri heads the municipality here.
Killed every person in this base.
The courthouse is also badly damaged, the bottom floor filled with rubble and dust.
The officials who are with us say that this is where the armed groups placed bombs that burnt court records and burnt loan records.
Jisr al-Sahour is still mainly empty. Only a few hundred people are on the streets in a city of more than 75,000. 55-year-old Hamid Telju says he never left, but he says he calls his family, who fled to a Turkish refugee camp, and begs them to come home.
He has a wife. His wife since 20 years does not disobey him at all.
But this time she did defy him and ran for the border with their children. My kids were afraid of the Syrian army, he says. The tanks rolled in following the clashes here and swept all the way to the border after the security police were killed.
His wife saw what's happened here. So they said the army will revenge.
Because they were worried that they would kill all of them because...
They have this mentality that the army will revenge and kill all of them.
The army is still on high alert in the north with checkpoints along the road. Officials say residents have started to trickle back. Around 750 have come from the Turkish camps. In the outdoor market, some shops have opened again. A couple offers a quick comment while the government escorts are down the block. There was a peaceful protest movement here, Salmiya, the woman says, peaceful, that grew in numbers each week. She does not give her name. Her husband says people left because they were afraid of the army assault against the armed gangs, afraid they would be caught in the crossfire. They hurry along when boys on the street chant God, Syria, and Bashar, the name of the Syrian president. In Jisr al-Sahour, residents say there were two groups, peaceful protesters and armed men. But so far, the government and the army makes little distinction between them. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.
Deb, of course, has long experience reporting from inside Syria, and she is one of a small group of Western journalists who've recently been allowed into the country. We'll be listening for her reports in the coming days.